Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, we have two wines from Italy to review, one from the very south and one from the northwest.
We are covering our territory.
We are, and they have nothing in common.
Except that they're Italian.
Exactly. In a word, no. So let's start with yours. Yours comes from down south.
Aye, down under, so to speak, I guess. The 2011 Terre di Giumara Nero d'Avola from Sicily. This is around a $15 wine I brought to take to a friend's house who was making pasta with heavy meat sauce, and it was lovely with that. And then I took a bottle, a plug here for Frank's Pizza on Bel Air Road, which I adore. And I had it with ravioli with smoked mozzarella and marinara sauce and broccoli rabe and spinach. I'm making myself hungry talking about this. But the wine, it's really nice. Rustic with a lot of good fruit to it. It's got some guts, but it's not so rough and ready that, you know, you feel like you're drinking something underdeveloped. It really does have some nuance.
For this style. Southern Italy have come along so far so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for $15, it was a very nice bottle.
Mm. Mine was the 2012 Azienda Agricola Rigo Lange Arnese. Arnese is a white wine that's really unique to the northwest of Italy near beautiful Alba in the Piemonte. And this was lacy. It had nice acid. It had nice fruit. And it had a nice price. Usually with Arnese, you're in the 20 to 30 range. And this was a $16 bottle of wine. Mm. And I was very impressed with that. So 2012 Azienda Agricola Rigo Lange Arnese. Arnese for reasonable prices is a nice thing to have.
That's a good find.
I thought so too. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
If you can't visit Italy, you might as well drink it. Say cheers.
Cheers.